You see, you never have enough warships on station. There's one Royal Navy commander once said that's like patrolling the east coast of the United States with just 5 patrol cars. It's simply not working. If you look at the coastline of Somalia alone, that's 3,300 kilometers we are talking about. And then take a look at how far away from their own shores they strike. That's now 1,500 nautical miles, which means actually that reaches up to the west coast of India to the Mozambique Channel. Looking for them is like looking for needles in a haystack. So the sad truth is, although European Union naval forces, NATO forces, and multilateral forces from other countries try their very best, it's simply not enough.
So what would be enough?
If you talk about how to tackle piracy, there are two possible approaches. First, tackle piracy at sea, and second, tackle piracy at land. At sea, well, as I already said, the sad truth is there are not enough warships, which means the ships on voyage, freighters, container ships, tankers, and yachts, whatever, they need to have protective measures on their own. Now, again, there are two different approaches. One is non-violent measures, like having a razor wire, high-pressure hoses, if you have a big ship, a 24/7 watch and all that stuff, evasive maneuvers. And there are now also violent approaches. And even the International Chamber of Shipping now grudgingly accepts that in some cases, armed guards may actually be the solution that you need. You see, pirates now start to get more and more violent. You have four dead Americans now. Recently, a sailor was executed on board of his ship, so the risk to your life as a sailor is now getting higher and higher. So although I do not necessarily talk in favor of armed guards on board, that may make sense on certain ships.
You had mentioned it's also a land issue.
Piracy is a land-based problem, which means in the end, you will have to tackle it where it comes from, and that's the Somali shores.
Now, I've talked to a number of analysts regarding that issue. For example, attacking pirate bases, and the issue of national sovereignty comes up. Would you agree that's a problem?
Well, yes, it is, of course, a problem. Not that I'm a specialist in international law, but one thing you have to note is that Somalia is a failed state. I think the UN decision would allow us, whoever that is, to get ashore. We've done it already in the early 1990s, as you remember, Operation Restore Hope. We got in conflict with the political forces over there, which also means that if we, whoever that is, attack pirate layers on the shore, we might get in conflict with Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab rearing for a fight against Western Crusaders, as they call us, so that might actually worsen the problem.
Do you think arresting the pirates and putting them on trial is an effective deterrent?
So far it hasn't been. I mean, there's this joke about catch and release. Lots of pirates get actually taken on board of warships and then put back on their shores without any further ado because many countries are reluctant to actually bring them to justice. There are very few examples where it actually worked. Probably this 32-year sentence that the surviving pirate of the Maersk Alabama affair just got handed down might be a disincentive, but more likely it is incentives that states like Malaysia also do, where you don't get a nice prison cell, a TV set, and 3 nice meals per day. So far, even ending up in a prison cell was a kind of a second prize for the pirates. Either you get rich, or at least you get a decent life. If you take a look at the crime situation over there in Somalia, they do everything to escape from that.
You mentioned the United Nations earlier. Do you believe there would have to be a special United Nations session to come up with an anti-pirate policy that would be enforced?
I would think so, yes. We should avoid to be seen as taking unilateral operations. We have to have some permission from the United Nations to do something. However, that's only part of the solution. You see, there are some powerful navies in the region who are doing actually nothing. I would point out Saudi Arabia, for example, which has quite a sophisticated navy and quite a lot of money. Some Saudi tankers were already taken hostage by pirates, so why are they not contributing to anti-piracy operations as they should? Because that would also mean it wouldn't look like a Western crusade against another Muslim state. That's something I would also like to point out.